folks. Welcome back to Practical Spiritual Advice by Infinite You, which is me, which is you, which is we, as we're on this collective roller coaster ride of an ascension process. So let's buckle up. And this episode is going to be diving right in. But first off, for those that are new, my name's Harold Ahonow. I'm a practical spiritual advisor and community activist in the city of San Antonio, Texas. I was born 11/22/77 at 11 p.m. on the dot and had my awakening at the age of 33. And I'm 45 now, so this has been a wild, wild ride for myself. And if you really like to get to know if you're new, I would advise... to go to the beginning of the podcast and check out the series that it got us here. And it's Road to the Rainbow Bridge. I think I'm going to rename some of the seven-part series that I have or whatever it is. But anyway, let's get into this. Medicine for the People Spiritual Gathering was this last weekend. And Wow, it was an activation, as it always is. We did some undercover activations that are the monumental, and I mean huge, huge, huge. And it's just, it's a freaking thing. So let's go ahead and dive right in. And, you know, last episode, if you're rolling along with these episodes, last one, I said I was going to get into the galactic calendar. And we're going to touch on it, but I'm not going to get into the galactic calendar on this episode. I want to jump right in as it's fresh. So, you know, we'll dive right into Medicine for the People. And for those that, you know, you refuse to listen to me and go back and listen to the other episodes, and you want a little description of Medicine for the People, it's a spiritual gathering, or actually it's a healing festival, ceremony. It's a lot of things. It's multidimensional. It's the community and the tribe coming in and supporting each other and offering our medicine as this event has grown and is now 11 years in since its creation. And what we have is a very beautiful community here in Texas. And man, I'm going to cry on this episode. So this weekend was I don't like to every time say like this was the most palpable, the most this and that, but it really feels like it. And you can't, like, every time just have it like that, but I think I just might have it like that, and I think we might all have it like that, and we shouldn't be afraid to say that every next moment that we create for ourselves is better than the last. So, all right, well, this one was the most epic ever, and going forward, it's only going to get better and better. Okay, so this was the first time for me to roll out with this, with my workshop, Road to the Rainbow Bridge, Ancient Prophecies Fulfilled, which is turning into a book. And I tried to roll with a PowerPoint projector in the afternoon, and just didn't work out. Couldn't see couldn't see anything. I could barely see it. And so, what I'm doing is all about water, right? This setting the tone event for the solar eclipse this year. It only rained during my talk. And so that's quite funny. And it was done before I was done. And it was amazing and beautiful and the most appropriate. And my tribe, they're so beautiful. They're so receiving and open. And they have a bunch of gifts for humanity. And so I'm going to introduce you guys. For those that have not, um, Oh my goodness, that I've not met them. So I'm sorry. I'm just over here. Okay, let's dive in. So, I've talked about human design, and this is where, again, it's going to pay to go back and listen to the other videos, unless you're already caught up and you know me. So this is what we did. In human design, there's a reflector, and a reflector is 1 to 2% of population, and they have no centers defined, and they are literally here to reflect their community. And it just so happens that this tribe has many reflectors within it. And they're known, like we know our we know who their reflectors are, and more are coming. And so I'm not gonna name names just yet. I'm going to keep it anonymous because I know where this is gonna go, and so I don't want to flood my reflector that did the duty with like all this yet until they're ready to come out. Oh, if ever. I can keep their name anonymous forever. But anyway, so my reflector, my reflection, my dear brother, I'll put that out. We were in a situation of having an amazing crew that came in to bring the drums and to bring their expertise and their knowledge and wisdom with the drums and how to unify and alchemize and harmonize the rhythm and the beats and the dance and just everything. My goodness. And you want to see what it looks like? I'm going to post some videos on TikTok and Facebook, and all my platforms will be coming out with all the information and as much documentation that I have gathered will be released soon. So you're going to want to go to my website and sign up for the email newsletter, infiniteyou.info, and just stay tuned. But this fire was, I mean, it was, it had a lot of energy in it, and you'll see in the videos, you'll feel it. And so I was guided to offer three of the philosopher's stones to my reflector brother to turn his dreams into gold, which he's here to reflect us. And in this situation with medicine for the people, with as much medicine that is offered in that place and healing and integrating the heavy and the light and absolutely everything. I mean, this weekend was a lot of heavy. And, that information will come out later too. There's just a lot of stuff that went down this weekend that brings up more validation to what's going on. And this ascension process is no longer just it's not no longer a mystery. I'm the word the cat's out of the bag. We're breaking it down. If you're listening to this, then you're getting it. So, oh my goodness. So, this was the experience. I'm running around this place like, oh my, well, first off, we're standing by the fire with our friend, myself and my partner, Amber, my cosmic union partner. This woman is amazing. The growth, yeah, okay. We're another part of this amazing weekend. So we're standing by the fire. The drums are going off. The people are dancing. It's freaking epic. And I'm like, oh wow, this reminds me of the Guatemala, tossing the stones into the ring of fire with Astrakis Christos and just the whole and Clementine and just everything that was done with that that activation and what that proved to return in the gift that was given. And so knowing what I know about human design and that a reflector is there to reflect us, and when we can be the most balanced parts of us, with our defined chakras, they amplify that frequency of love and understanding and growth and awareness and the desire to for further their evolution and not to always stay in the healing process, to be done with that and the awareness of, you know, what they have, their gifts. So he was saying to me as he was crying and kneeling down and really feeling the information that I was giving him, he said, "I don't know what to dream," because I said, "You know, this turns your dreams to gold." And he said, "I don't know what to dream." And I know why he doesn't know what to dream, because he's a reflector. He does not have his own dreams. He does not have his own defined energy centers to push out from himself. He's an amplifier, a reflector from it all, from all parts. And so I told him that these dreams are not yours to dream. These are their dreams. You're here for them. Whew. And that's big. And I said, "Open your eyes. Look. Look at them." And, look, I lost my voice a little bit this weekend from screaming at the top of my lungs while dancing with my tribe. And saying to them that, please forgive me. Oh, I'm sorry. Saying to them that we did this 1,000 years ago, where we danced together and sang and drummed and healed and saw each other and told our stories. So this weekend was highly palpable. And in the galactic calendar, on Friday, it was the first of a back-to-back activation, gap day, galactic activation portal day within the galactic calendar. You should get one so you can keep track of what I'm talking about. Download the app, 13 Synchronario app or something like that. You'll figure it out. You'll be able to figure it all out. All the codes are available for you, right? So you can go to my website and you can start following me and figure shit out that way. Deep dive into me. I am you. So this reflector, beautiful being that reflects the community, feels the heaviness of death, feels the lightness of life, feels the integration of it all as we were balancing everything out, and is witnessing and is honoring himself and his gift. He offered his gift to us. I didn't get it at first when he kept saying, "I don't know what to dream. I don't know what to dream." And then I told him what to dream. And then he said, "They can do this too." It wasn't just him. Like, he's 1-2% of the population. So these reflectors are rare. And we all want to be rare and like valuable and be able to reflect the beauty, right? So he kept saying that everybody could do it. Everybody could do this. And I like, maybe by the third time I realized, because I was telling him, like, no, you're rare. It's you. This is you. It's not them. This is your gift to give. And I didn't realize that he was giving his gift to us. Whew. Sorry. This, again, this was a very big weekend. And, so he was giving his gift to us of reflecting the most beautiful creation story. And not until the third time I realized that that's what he was doing. And I said, "Oh shit, Do you see what you're doing? You're giving us a continuous feedback loop of creation and inspiration. And he knew exactly what I meant. And so by that time, he was ready. And we didn't make no big fanfare about it. I only told a select few that knew, that were coherent about what was going to be happening and could understand what I was about to ask of my reflector. And, oh my goodness. So he didn't want anybody to know. He was like, I don't want anybody to know. And it's like, just, I don't want to like have to say anything. And I was like, no, you don't. You just go. You do what you want. This is not, there's no rules to this. We just figure it out along the way. And it was the most beautiful thing. And I am just, you know, I'm sure, you know, anyone that's listening, you know, would have, they felt, you felt something. And so it was big work done, big play done. There was a lot of dancing, a lot of crying, a lot of laughing, a lot of singing, a lot of beating drums, and overflowing hearts. Yeah, overflowing hearts for sure. And so, that was like, I had to get that out because that was one of the biggest parts of this thing. But the other, like, this other part is pretty fucking big too, I gotta admit. So, you know, Amber and I are my partner, like, we do things, right? So you've heard some of the stories, the creation stories of Violet Ray, and I'll get in. Did I tell y'all? Actually, I don't know if I told y'all. I may have skipped over that because it's its own episode. But to put it short, making love in sacred sites is a thing. Owning that you're a multidimensional being of light and you put that into your lovemaking session and you attach yourself to higher self integration when you're making love is a freaking thing when you do it in sacred sites during sacred times and spaces. So my love and myself have done that in many places and many times. And so, you know, we thoroughly enjoy ourselves and we did it again. So on Saturday night, before the other activation I previously mentioned with the Philosopher's Stone and turning all of your dreams into gold and activating the activation of the activation, Amber and I retreated into our tent while we were on a journey, if you will. And in this moment, a dear friend of mine, a dear soul brother, another cosmic union being that we are attached at the heart with a mission and a plan to be the change and the shift and do it in the most, with full of grace and ease and gratitude and love that we can. And his name is Jordan Larson, or River, if you will, because he is connected to the waters. He's playing a set for his Great Medicine Show. And I mean, if there was a stage, Amber's short, so we didn't have a good vantage point to watch the actual show. And where our tent was, you could hear it. So we were okay with not witnessing and, you know, watching all the videos, it's going to take me right back. So for all the ladies and Mark Bob and everyone else that performed and that I didn't get to witness, and I was there and I'll be there when I watch it. And I'll be applauding and crying for you because you're so amazing and beautiful and all the good things, right? So I love you. Didn't miss it. But we also sunk in your dreams with a little bit of sex magic and just the way that this happened was like, I was offering my services to the divine feminine to allow this energy, this inner chi, to roll like along with the music on a blissful cosmic orgasm that I was able to stop and say, hey, listen to the drums, listen to our tribe, don't go too far away, we're creating a new world for them as well. And she obviously agreed and knew exactly what that meant. And this is what we do when we have conversations and open heart-to-heart intention setting with every breath, every movement. You can be the resonant field that is the change that is needed, that is desired, that is required to solidify a shift in a direction that allows us the freedom and abundance that we are destined to. We've already created it. We are walking around in our memories. And it's such a gift to be a part of. And so for a little bit longer here until about the end of the year, you're going to see things get kooky and wonky and it's going to get crazy. But I allow you to disassociate with that because that is what's got to show itself as it's about to leave. It's going to crisscross us. And so as it comes closer, we're going to learn how to maneuver ourselves as we are coherent in our inner, in our emotion, our energy in motion. And when we can be this aware and cohere with our underwear and our derriere, oh, mon frère. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, we're going to stop. Stop it, Harold. Stop it. All right, so this is the thing. With the heaviness, you got to add the lightness, right? This is what I do. So, what a life, right? And I really allow and invite and leave myself as an open book and an open source. Any stupid thing that I say that you're like, oh, I love that little phrase. Take it, roll with it, use it, grab it. I'm open source. There's nothing that's me. I'm lying. There's a lot that's me and there's a lot that's you and there's a lot that's we. That's why this is the infinite you. Practical spiritual advice, and just giving you my take on my life that may bring some data set, some pattern analysis that I've been able to process, or a way of talking about doing things, I'm guaranteeing that you do this shit already and you, most of the time you don't know. And through the storytelling and honoring of yourself is how you're going to get to know yourself. It's like, I mean, I've said it before, do a living life review now. Sit in meditation, just go back and analyze. And if you like to write things down, or if you don't like to write things down, maybe it's time to write things down in the best way, because I'm not a note taker, but you know what? I got my timeline for my awakening until now. And whoa, does it tell a story? Dictate that to someone and you got a book, you got a bestseller. Now your story is worth something, and that's our energy exchange, because what you would really like people to pay you in is attention and time. And if they honor your story, then they manifest your dreams. If you could just tell your story in the right sequence, or you can team up with people that'll help you tell your story. If there's a will, there's a way. We're here to do this in a very, you know, as a matter of fact, kind of a thing. Like where you're walking around going, and nobody has to keep telling you that we're going to a place where you're not going to need the healing anymore. I really desire for people to grasp that concept. If you think you're a healer forever, like, oh, I'm the healer for life, like I'm the master healer and I'm always going to be, you know, my job until I die is going to be healing people because they need it. And like, no, stop that shit. They don't need it. What they need to do or what they're doing right now anyway, Because if you go out and just listen to them, you'll see everyone is doing it. They're all telling their stories. Sometimes they're stuck in a loop on an old story. But they're all telling their stories. And they're within a particular pattern that'll show you why they're stuck in a loop or why they're not stuck in a loop and which direction they may be going or what kind of, you know, things they've set themselves up for. We are laid out within the stars for this conjunction of who we are in all the multi dimensions. So, you know, the thing is with this, and I was listening to Matthias De Stefano on, he was being interviewed on Gaia or something, Gaia TV. And, they asked him, what are dimensions? And when he said it, I was just like, OMG. He said that a dimension is just looking at this one thing from one perspective, and then a multi-dimension would be looking at it, the same thing from a different perspective. And this weekend it came to me, it was like, oh shit, we're all living the same life, but from different perspectives. That's being multidimensional. So when we listen and honor each other's stories, we start to unify and all the magic and all the stories begin to manifest because we're alchemizing with each other with heart coherence and not letting the crux of our past, the data set that we have be the overlying factor of how we operate in this world. Right? Like your past doesn't have to be how you operate. Like my dad beat me, so I beat you. I was talked to like this, so I talked to you like that. It doesn't have to stay the same the whole way through. Everything must shift. There are transition points for things to evolve or else they die. Or else they wither away and cease to be what they were, and they exist in a different way. And what is that? That's just another shift. So, medicine for the people, spiritual gathering. Get ready for the next one, folks. It's going to be in September, I think like the 22nd or 23rd. I have to look at the calendar to see what the dates are, like, because it's going to be like a Thursday to a Sunday. And we'll see where it's at. We'll see where it's at. We're really close to, signing on the, you know what? No, we signed. Let's just put it this way. We in the now moment, we have signed on the dotted line for Comanche Rock Ranch, our future location for our center. So you can find your center and, yeah. Oh yeah. So we'll see how it all plays out, right? I was able to tell the story to so many people that are so connected this weekend and to people that get it, you know, and they knew what I was doing. Ooh. Sorry. God dang it, man. I'm not sorry. I try not to say sorry. So let me say thank y'all for being patient for the emotions. I'm not going to stop the thing and stop recording and do this over. I'm rolling with it. I want y'all to feel it. This is a real thing. I'm a real person. I'm not a content creator. I'm just giving you me. And, at medicine for the people, I'm seen and I'm felt and I'm loved and I wish that for everyone, and it's such an amazing feeling to be loved and adored and appreciated and being able to give my gifts in all the different ways that I do it. You know, I brought my two of my subwoofers just to offer that. My truck was packed. My Amber, she – so, okay, there's some more. When I got there – okay, so we do this stuff often, right? And so we have an old 10-person tent that I guess we lost the rain cover, and I wasn't sure it was in the bag or not. I was stuffing everything in the truck when I was leaving, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna take that and the fucking 14 person tent that's like a damn castle that I don't need. It's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rooms and a big old entrance way. Like, I would have been over ant piles. Like, I wanted to be by my stuff where my setup was, where I was vending. And so it was the first try on the 10 person, and I'm looking, and I'm like, damn. Can't set it up. There's no rain. And it's supposed to rain, so I'm not going to do that to myself. And then the next thing was, all right, let's put that 14 person up. And then I'm setting it up, and then freaking I noticed that one of the poles, one of the very important poles that'll keep it stable, is actually broken. And it was used a few days before, or a week or two before. And I was a little bit bothered by that, but then we move on. So the next thing was that a friend of mine was like, you need a tent? I'll go ahead and I'll get you this. I got my daughter. She'll bring a tent. She's in town. She'll bring a tent in a little bit tonight. And the tent arrives, and she's like, here you go. You got this. It's pretty much a brand new tent. You can break it in, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, badass. And then I go to set it up. They forgot the poles. So I'm like, are you shitting me? I'm like, you know what? And then there was another tent that was offered to me. Here, don't worry. Use this tent. And it was so late by the time. And I was like, you know what? Fucking, I'm not going to set that up. I'm just going to sleep in the middle row of my Ford Expedition. And so I slept in the Expedition on the first night. And Amber found that out. So she's like, tomorrow I'm going to go ahead and take the day off. And I'm going to drive all the way up to Austin. I'll buy a tent. I'll drive to Austin in the morning and drop you off a tent, hang out for a little bit. And then I'll head back, get the girls, stay home, go to sleep. And then I'm going to drop them off tomorrow. So now we're going back to like the original plan. When she was going to drop them off on Saturday, head up, hang out, stay the night, and then head back, you know, as soon as she could. And then I was going to leave a little bit later. And so that's what she did on Saturday. And when she left on Sunday, she accidentally took the truck keys and drove all the way back to San Antonio, which is like an hour and a half away at least, with the truck keys. Didn't find out until she got there. And she's like, you're not going to believe what the fuck happened. And she's like, I took the truck keys. I told myself, don't take the fucking truck keys. He needs the truck. And I still took him by accident. Hope he's going to give me a ride. She's on her way here in a little bit. I'm sorry. And I'm like, well, I mean, then I'm not in a rush. And like, I'm cool. And she basically had her friend who's, because Amber's a projector in human design and really desires and needs rest. Could not have made that. She would have possibly passed out, and she was bringing the baby with her. And so her friend Hopi stepped up and basically just like drove all the way up to where I was and back. And I mean, what an amazing friend. And it's just, so that was an experience. The tent, the car keys, the making love and activating, the philosopher's stone and activating with the reflector, and the heaviness, which was death in the community, and then the lightness of us coming together and offering support for the family and everything that was like, you know, there's, I'm not going to say any names, but there was a passing that happened outside of the festival of one of the tribe members, one of the community members, and it is tragic. It's a twin story, like, you know, born identical twins, losing one of them, and so it was very, very tragic. But I mean, the stories being told is like, it seemed like this just, it wasn't going to be avoided. It's so crazy, but left on a galactic activation portal day. And so we were dealing with a lot of heaviness and a lot of light. And, so This weekend was absolutely epic, and it was an activation. And oh man, I hope y'all enjoyed that. And hey, if by next week, if something crazy isn't, and I can't guarantee anything because this stuff's moving so fast, and after this activation, I don't know where we go from here, and we're still like a rocket ship right now. And so next week, I hope to get into the galactic calendar, and I think I can, or I may have to add some extra series or something in here as things roll along and we get people that are stepping up to assist the infinite you, practical spiritual advice for the world, and the whole community activism for the world, and how do we bring the water flow back, and like the whole nine yards, how do we put us in a heaven on earth? Please like, share, comment, please. I'm going to start bringing some other people in so you'll get to know them. And just stay tuned for everything. Sign up for the email newsletter. And I love you all. You're doing fantastic. Don't ever doubt yourself. And do not worry about how dark it's going to look as this gets closer to the crisscross of how this bypasses and we just flip the poles, in a sense. So just buckle up. You're going to be okay. And with that, I want you to love always and always. Peace.